come passionate. So two examples are given how Krishna was compassionate to Bhishma.
What is the meaning of compassionate?
Dayalu.
A person who was unable to bear another's distress. So then our Prabhupada writes, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion.
Holy Master is that all are telling that he is only sukhara. I don't believe. And little. I know that one who has come to Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is surely come to Srimati Radhika. Par Annapur? Where is given? You? Oh. Satyadevi of men? Inka naam nahi karte. Kya rakh? Satyadevi kya rakh?
Does this mean that how do we pray to this compassionate nature, Radharani? Does it have to be to her representative?
Radhe Vrindavanadhite Karuna Mrutbani Kripayaniya Padasya Dasyam Mahiyam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Nadivam Prayas. This is Vijjaya Radhe
आशा भरेयम वत्सलमयै कथञ्चित् कारो मयाति कवितास्य साम्प्रतं पञ्चे कृपामयि विधास्तस्यैव किञ्चित् प्राणै रजेन बकार नापि.
So I don't want to live my life, I don't want to bakari Krishna, I don't want to live in Vrindavan, nothing. If you not give your mercy, you not obtain, then I don't want anything. So you should pray. I am yours, only to you.
I will also pray to Krishna. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishna. Sandarjamohi Samajya Ganasyana. Shyam Sundara Tikhandate Kharsne Rahar Murli Manohar Aradhika Ratikamani Kripani Desa Priya Charana Sintari. You should do your Priya, Priyatama Aradhika Sintari means Palla Dasi of your Priya.
As Krishna.
Also to Krishna. You should give the dust of Radhika. So many. This is the Rakayan thing. Sancharan Nectar Lakshmi. Lasita Purvaji Sanjari Jatya Kiran. Hriday Madhukavalli Vallavadi. Akhila Guru Gambira Radhikam Arshayam. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta Sandarji Mohi Samadhi Vastra Shyamat Bam Pushka Vastra Dham Swami Indriya Bilat Rup Bharam Bhajan. O Krishna Priya Srimati Radhika, will I have opportunity? I will be so much so bhagyavan
opportunity
that Krishna has second in his arm to Radhika. And I say so much pleased because Krishna is under his control, her control. So, O Devi, when Krishna has caught in his left arm, and at that time you are feeling so much pleasure,
very deeply person, and he'll tell that, oh, Kinkari, come out and do my seva. There are so many prayers here. Also, Lina Nikunja Kahare Bhavatim Mukunde Chitrayosu Chitrati Chitra, the commission. Bhavat Akshati, Bhavat Akshati. How many? A day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 1 month, whole year will be taken and praying to Mukunde Chitra.
So, a sadhak can make his prayers.
Huh?
A sadaka devotee, he may make his prayers.
Pray and beat bitterly. The sister said, I will not drink, I will not eat, I will not do anything. It will have no mercy to you. If anyone is then and tell that if Sanskrit Maharaj will come, then I will take water, otherwise I will come. What do you do? You
think you have to go.
You have to go. Similarly, Mati Rajka will have to come.
Yeah. I want to hear about the difference between theoretical knowledge and realization. For example, I hear you say that the service of Radharani is the highest thing. I accept that, but I accept it as truth, but that I may not have realization. So what is the difference?
How much difference? Without realization, we are delusion. There is something as part of realization. And you have so internet and you cannot live without it. Always looking and always doing, like Narada in his last time. And Krishna getting to his path, darshan to me. As Binda Mangali in his last time, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dipped and dipped in Gambhira, always with him.
Realization means that you must have direct experience, or can it be just faith? If you have strong faith, is that
no,
what it
means? No. You have jnana, not vijnana. That is vijnana. Krishna told us, Tatasloki Bhagavat to Brahma, and he told everything. What is Brahma? What is Krishna? How and Krishna told everything. What is bhakti? What is Mahamaya? What is Yoga Maya? Rite Yatham Yatpateta Napate Jyarthi Jatham Jathabhava Jatham Jatham. Everything he told to Brahma. But such that he has no experience of all these things. Then he gets something from his inner by eyes and give their hands on the head of Brahma, and everything here is life at once. And then he was Kṛtārtha.
Realize
everything. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything to Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
But it was only knowledge. But he, when he gave his Shakti, throw, the Shakti in his heart, see at once realize this. We are all telling everything by knowledge, by hearing. No action. No action. But then, by the mercy of any either Vaishnava or by Krishna himself or Chaitanya, then we will see it. As we know that by drinking water, our sixth heart will go up. We know, theoretically, not practically. When you are so thirsty, and if anyone gives you a glass of very good water to you, and if you drink, then it is good. As Nar told that there is everything, Nishanya Prasthya Atta, Suna Sutra. And when he told that, I have known the education, I have heard everything, then Nar told that it is good. By practicing Bhakti, you should realize you. And it shows the method. And then, Bhakti Yoga in a monastery, Samgata. Swami is very famous. Apachyata Purusham Purusha. And realize how Krishna is, how is Parikara, and how he is going towards Krishna and from Krishna to Krishna. And then, what is that? Wrote in Srimad Bhagavata. This is Samadhi Bhasa. For Jiva. Jantavai Srimanayam Krishna Parama Purusha Bhakti Upapadyate. Punsha So Moha. Here Upapadyate means that Bhakti is realized in my heart. Then he will have to realize all this by practicing. We are something realizing by Gaum Ha. Gaum, you know?
Indirect.
Indirect. We have heard that by chanting Nam's name, Krishna will be controlled.
No,
and Krishna will give darshan. And in minor way, Gaum, all will be pleased and come to you and give respect. They are bound to give respect, money and evil. This thing we realize. But not, Krishna is not giving. But we see that we are now interested in sharing his past. At first it was no. But now we realize. In chanting his name, something comes. We realize. But we still did not speak snow. We are not saying Krishna, playing on snow. Crooked. Eyes and all these things. How he vidabdha, how he rasi, and how he vaidhati lila, he is loving Nayak. But by practicing thought, we can perfectly realize. If anyone has bhav, there are some proofs for this. Bhakti Nisami Sikshindri tells you, Shanti Rabyatka Kala Sambhya.
If you hear from a person who has realization, that is a way to gain realization.
Not at once, but after some time, by practicing and hearing and hearing. this is real, but I have not realized. I want to realize. I have only a realization that now Krishna persons are so pleasing that I am killed. His name is Sri. Up to some extent I am realizing something. I have also faith, full faith, that by practicing bhakti we can realize practical all this. But what I am doing, practicing how, it is no hope to realize. It is doing more and more and more. Like Jindra Mangal, like it. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Nirut Goswami. No time in hand, not a single moment. What to tell about praying? If asakti comes, whole life is changed. Whether it is summer or it is winter. Whether I have second clothes or not. Whether I am naked or whether anyone is doing apaman or samman. Always hankering for that. Krishna Bhakti is not for all these things. I see that I have not success. No lamenting. I'm taking Mahaprasad and very sleep, I sleep. They have no sleep at all. They are sleeping. No sleep. And remembering past time. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also has expressed his all this. Samrita, Chaitan, Chikshastaka, Yudhari Chan Manike in a Chakshita Pradhita, I think means excellent so much. What he saw is very good. Chaudhi ke Kunna Dhalan, that's for the end. Sing from the zero. And always be up to night. At once I thought that Krishna is lying on his floor under a kadamba tree and sing towards us in a bunking drishti. At once I ran towards him. And at once he had me. I was about to catch hold, about to catch hold. And he was ek kadam
inviting.
And at last he, then I became fine and gone. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Kashi Sanyasi. How do you think we cannot tell that written something somewhere, we can imagine something. But actually what happened to them? No one can say. As though we have no practical knowledge of this, but we yet you cannot live in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why you run away? Why you come? I think that you are superior than me. You are always thankful coming. I prefer not to come back. You are not saying that Satsang Maharaj, I have written so many books, I am so honorable person. Everything. Giving in basket. What basket?
Trash.
Three honorable persons.
Well, it's like you say, I realize that if you practice bhakti, you'll get respect. That's all I realize. I've learned that. But not that you get Krishna. So I want to learn that.
This is like a Madeira.
Wine.
Yeah. Man becomes upset. What to do, what to not do, don't everything. Anyhow, we should have that. This is something what great. Is that it? Becoming of it. Is that not a thing that whether I am qualified or not qualified? At that time, in one time, I want. Whether I am qualified or not. This is the symptom of actual grief. You were explaining how one who has prema bhakti, he will not leave Vrindavan for anything. But the gopi, when Narada Muni came and said, Krishna has a headache, and the dust from your feet will cure that headache. They said, here is the dust from our feet, and we will go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. So it seems for Krishna's pleasure, they will go. Pleasure. Out of Vrindavan. That which denotes that there is never go. What is the real meaning of what they are saying? Only they want to die, they want to live, they want to do anything if Krishna has come to them. Only this. They don't want to live in love. Why they don't want to?
Everything is telling the history of Krishna.
Everything to deep apart to How do you say? All the Vratas, all the breasts of Vrindavan, Jamna, Govardhan, all the trees, everything, deer, cows, everything. Remember this. And if they knew that Krishna is not so hungry, not pleased, if we live in Vrindavan, they can live in Vrindavan. But they don't, they know that by living in Vrindavan, Krishna is always. Anyhow, Krishna is always here in Vrindavan. Any questions? More?
I have one more. Our spiritual master used to say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a devotee should finish up your business in this lifetime. Don't come back for another birth. But you have explained that the goal of Gopi Manjari Bhav may take lakhs and lakhs of births. So, but we like to hear this urgent statement, finish up your business. So, how can we develop that urgency while on this path that takes so long?
There are two kinds of. First is ambition. Worldly. And Gulok Prajapati. Both are wishes. I want to be satisfied by these holy, worldly things. No bilas of this. And second is to serve our other hands. That is both. Both is. Both are ambition, but only this ambition of testing world, and bhog and vilas, are called ambition, not to serve and brother, but yet both are ambition, kamana. We want that everything other than Krishna should go out. Then, and but yes, this is gone thing.
Gone, you know?
Gone.
Minor. But our root ambition is that we should serve as a gopi to Radha and Krishna. Up till then, this is not fulfilled. If I have to come here and go there and come here. We all are ready to go. In the association of Vaishnava, we cannot go at once in Golok Vrindavan. First, all worldly ambitions should go away. Then, by the association of Vaishnava, they will be interested in up to asakti, and then bhav will come, and you will have surely to come in this world if you have vastun sarup siddhi. After sarup siddhi you will have to come, and after sarup siddhi far vastun siddhi you will have to go in that brahmand, very brahmand where Krishna will appear. And that in Prakati Lila, you will be the associator of that Krishna Nijajan, Gopi. And then you will go in Vastu Siddhi. So after that time, you have to come Gop Kumar. It is seen in the book only. It seems that a day he attends that stage. But I see that so many Brahmans came and went. So many Brahma went and came and went. After that he got that stage. Because he himself became Brahma.
Yes.
He went in also in Siddhalo, Brahmalo, Sadashilo, and in Baikunthalo, and from he returned, again went to Ayodhya, again to Dwarka, again he returned. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma were transferred. And then he went to
he didn't know. Clearly, he studied Baba. He had some kind of idea, but he didn't know.
Who?
So, Gop Kumar.
No, he has idea.
Because
he has written from Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
By the will of Srimati Radhika. And his Gurudev,
yes.
He came. Gop Kumar was ordered for this Govardhan Vipra. So he has everything.
He had everything and he still had to come so many times?
And he was telling his history that he had to come so many times. And again, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he had.
So he didn't need to go to Swarga, he didn't need to go to, you know, keep alive where all the sages are. He could have gone to Braj immediately. So what is the difference? Everybody has to do it like that?
No. Someone will have to cross all this one by one. But those who have accepted bhakti, they will go at once.
So then we don't have to wait for so many brahmas.
No. But we'll have to.
So we'll have
for association of
right now.
Vaishnavas, Mane Sadhak, and Siddha Parikar. Also, you have to wait for Parikar. As Ajami was left to Vaikuntha by this whole Parikar of it. But everything will arrange Krishna himself or Radhika. If you are dependent on them.
Kali Yuga is a very dangerous age and it gets worse and worse. So if we come back, it may be very difficult.
It is Kali Yuga that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and you have come. In such a no mercy on you, but in Kali Yuga you have mercy. In Satya Yuga and Sweta and Dwapar, we could not realize these things. Mahabhav and Rasaraj, we have not heard. No word will come, but we are so much
fortunate.
All the books and the first time we are here.
Well, Gop Kumar didn't have this thing. So, in one way, we could do it faster, could we?
Certainly, we are more fortunate than Gop Kumar also. Because he only went to Sakha, but we have not gone anywhere. But our goal is fixed, that we should go. ভালো হয়েছে আর একটা কিনে নিয়ে আপনার ছেলেকে আমি কি করবো তাহলে একটা কথা আমি কি বানাতে দিয়ে আসুন
আমি জানি না আমার
কি ব্যবস্থা করবো
আমি জানি
માલા હોય ના તે બધે ગાંઠ જવાનો માલા બપોર કાકા નહીં કર્મચારી બોલે તો Only Kasi Yusuf that you see, whether it is Sat Silya Ekadasi, but yet you should not see. Now I may go to class.
Then we become somewhat confused. What is pratikul, what is anukul? And we are always thinking how to do this so it is, and many questions come. Now, last time you said it is best to worship Giriraj as Govardhan as Giriraj, as devotee. So now I was thinking the main worship is to offer tulsi and chandan. But if you worship as devotee and offer the tulsi and chandan, what should your meditation be?
If you give tulsi in my face, it is wrong. And if you give tulsi in my mouth, or on my head. Is it opposite or Siddhant?
If you put tulasi in your spiritual master's hand, is it bhakti yogi?
If he is offering to Krishna,
he gives it tulasi to Gurudev. One can give it tulasi to Gurudev, but it is opposite to bhakti. It will be aparat. But if he offers tulasi in the hands of Gurudev, then it is right. That we are helping our family to serve by like manner, if you think Gurudev Govardhan as a devotee, very good devotee, if you can give tulasi as give it to Gurudev or any Vaishnav, if you offer me tulasi, and you are giving in my life. Is it?
No.
So, we can give it to Gurudev like this. You can give him as Krishna also. Then we have to think that we are giving in the feet of Gurudev. But everywhere Govardhan feet and mouth everywhere and head everywhere. So you could think that whether we are giving it, offering it in the feet of Govardhan or in the mouth or on the head or in the hand. So it depends on you.
Maharaj, you can offer to Krishna and then offer to Veera. You can also offer to Krishna and then offer Mahaprasad to Veera.
All depends on our bhavana, mood. If your mood is good, it will help you. The mood can give that we are giving in the face of the Govardhan, that it means that he is Krishna. And if you are in a mood that we are giving in the hands of Govardhan, he will give it to you. We offer tulasi to Gurudev, but not in faith, but in this. And on the way, we get it. And we give it to tulasi also here only. So both can be. It depends on the mood. I'm unjustified?
Right. Never give flute to Gurudev.
Huh?
Never give flute. Can we give flute to Gurudev as a devotee?
We can. But not all ordinary person should be. If they are like Manjari, they can. I will think that I have stolen this Bansi from Krishna and I am going to my Guru Manjari and she will give to this Artha and they will laugh saying Krishna, very good. So in this mode we can do everything. All things depend on you. But the status should be of higher, not lower, then will do upper eye. If anyhow, if anyone gets one thing his guru to hand, hope, listen. I will tell that, oh guru, Gurudev, not Gurudev. Oh Pran Sati, have I stolen?
You hide it.
You should hide your. Then he said, and just like this. Moha. But if you think that our good day will play on. Any devotee who has not gone up to Bhavavastha, they cannot imagine that
this consciousness is given to him. But after that, if he has muscle of manjari, then he can have that.
There's this story of Rupa Kaviraj that he offended Krishna Priya Devi. You know, in the life story of Vishwanath Chakravarti, he got the Srila that Vasu Swami used to worship. You know the story of
Rupa Kaviraj.
Rupa Kaviraj. And then we are reading one translation, one compilation of this. And Rupa Kaviraj offended Krishna Priya.
Krishna Priya?
Krishna Priya Devi?
Are you going to put something over there?
I just told you that I was going to put
something over there.
What did you say? I was going to
put something over there. She inherited that's what Swami's Lila. Krishna Priya.
When you have read this story?
This is, we're reading in some compilation by some devotees of Islam. And we want to know if this is good. So it says,